And staying with the presidential race, we now present 1 minute of pure, unadulterated horse race journalism. Our partners at Slate are keeping tabs on state-by-state opinion polls and how they suggest the electoral votes would add up if the election were held today. If you don't like the horse race, now would be a good time to turn down the radio for 60 seconds. All right, we now present this week's Slate election scorecard, and here with the call is Slate's Andy Powers.
Remember, a candidate needs 270 electoral votes to win. With just over 5 weeks to go, George W. Bush is still in the lead, but he slipped a little bit from last week. The president has lost 23 electoral votes, down to 321. That's 51 more than he needs to win a second term. Moving up on the inside rail is John Kerry, who's added 71 electoral votes since last week for a total of 217. That's 53 short of what he needs to unseat the president. And that's today's Slate Election Scorecard.
Andy Bowers is a Slate senior editor. You'll find a detailed roundup of the numbers at slate.com.